1-1 pitch. Swing and a drive. Deep to right field. Way up there. Way out of here. Goodbye, baseball.
Eight strikeouts for the King tonight and make it 23 consecutive scoreless innings for Felix.
Strike three called on the outside corner, and there it is.
It's time for the Seattle Mariners Baseball Podcast.
Kyle Seager! That just happened! Thank you very much!
Now, here's your host, Gary Hill.
And here we are back again with the Seattle Mariners Baseball Podcast. Thanks for coming back. This is going to be a jam-packed podcast. There was a ton that happened over the weekend. In fact, it's probably a good thing that today is an off day for the Mariners. So that gives us essentially 2 days to fit in what happened over the weekend. And I think we're going to need 2 days. So it'll be part one and part two on this podcast. So obviously we'll review what happened over the weekend, a three-game sweep, and there's a lot to talk about within the three games. A tremendous walk-off on Friday night, a thriller of a ball game, Felix and history on Sunday, completing the sweep, the bullpen, new faces. I should say new faces, but really new old faces. Yeah, we'll talk about that a little bit. Mother's Day, Taiwan Walker. I mean, there's so much to get to and what happened over the weekend. So we'll get to, here's what will happen in this one. We'll review the weekend. We'll hit on the highlights of the weekend. We'll dive into Felix and some of the just amazing significance of what he did over the weekend. We'll talk about the sweep. It's Monday, so you know bullpen banter is going to be part of it. Charlie Furbush is back, and this time with Logan Morrison, Boomstick 2. We'll do the week that was, reviewing the highlights of the past week of Mariners baseball. And that should keep us busy enough until tomorrow when we pick up. So part two will come your way tomorrow. So let's start from the beginning on Friday. Keep in mind, you know, the Mariners have just come off of a road trip with 5 one-run losses. They dropped a couple of heartbreakers in a row to the Angels, walk-off style. And then in the first game of the series against the A's, you have to face Sonny Gray, who's one of the best there is in the game of baseball right now. And that's what they were staring at on Friday. Now, offensively, the Mariners had a really good night. I mean, it's not like they torched Sonny Gray. He ended up pitching 6 innings and only giving up 1 earned run. But what they did is really battle it at bats, long at bats. They threatened at times, put base runners on. They made Sonny Gray labor. They weren't able to break through, with the exception of the second inning. Actually, at that point, had the lead.
Pitch on the way, swinging a ground ball through the left side for a base hit. Seager rounding third, being waved in. Up of the ball is Coco Crisp. No throw to the plate. The throw will go into second base. Logan Morrison hit the ball into left field, drives in Kyle Seager, and the Mariners have a 1-0 lead.
So they break through with only a run, but Sonny Gray pitches in 6 innings, and that's what gave the Mariners a chance in this one to get to the A's bullpen. The other factor that you have to have if you want to beat an ace, if you want to beat one of the best in the game, your starter has to keep you in the game and go to toe-to-toe, at least to some extent, with the ace. And Taiwan Walker was able to do that. He was throwing free and easy with good life, had his good fastball, pitched 5 innings, gave up 3 earned, but one of them on a 2-run home run to Reddick in the 5th inning. But other than that, he really pitched well. He walked a couple. He fanned 6 in the ballgame, but a very encouraging start for Taiwan Walker. And then you move along to the 7th inning. At this point, the Mariners are trailing 3-1. They have bounced Sonny Gray from the ballgame, and that's when the Mariners really started to go to work offensively.
2 outs, 1 on the pitch. Swing of this is clocked. Fair ball, right field. This skims all the way up to the base of the wall. Here comes Ackley into third base. He makes the turn, and he scores. It's bobbled to right field by Reddick, and Miller stands up at second base with an RBI double with 2 strikes and 2 outs, and the Mariners get a much-needed hit with a runner in scoring position.
2 runs in the 7th inning for the M's, so they tie the score. It's 3-3. It goes into extra innings, and that would set the table for Logan Morrison, who's just been on fire.
Here's the pitch. Swing and a drive deep into center field. Going, going. Goodbye,
right baseball. Walk-off home run, Logan Morrison, leading off the bottom of the 11th inning. Fifth home run of the year, and the Mariners win it 4-3 over the Oakland A's. He is greeted by his teammates at home plate. Holy smokes, what a finish. A walk-off winner here at Safeco Field tonight. Number 5 for Logan Morrison.
Yeah, that was big time. The Mariners win that one. The celebration was on, and a big part was the bullpen. Lights out. Bimel, Farquhar, Furbush, Lowe, Rodney, Carson Smith. They go 6 combined innings and give up 1 hit, no runs, 1 walk, and they punch out 8 along the way. A stellar outing from the bullpen, and that was great to see. And that was really a theme all series long. And to me, if they're going to put it together and make a run, put together a really good stretch of baseball, the bullpen's going to have to come together. I think that's the big key. We've seen the starting pitching get good, the offense scoring enough runs, being consistent enough. If they can get the bullpen going consistently, this team has a chance to really take off. And you look in this series against Oakland, 12 innings, just 2 earned runs, 1 walk, and 14 strikeouts. That will get it done on a consistent basis. Carson Smith, right after the game, he talked about it. He went 2 innings himself and looked outstanding. No hits, no runs, and fanned 3. Big win for the Mariners and a big win, a big night for the pen.
In the dugout here with Carson Smith, and what can you say about this ball game? You guys, it was a tough road trip. You come back. First game against a very tough pitcher in Sonny Gray. How big is this win for you guys?
Yeah, we had our backs up against the wall tonight. Had a rough couple series, the last two. And, you know, we need to put one together. Good performances all around. It took a team effort to get this one today.
What can you say about the bullpen effort tonight?
Oh, I mean, we know we got to step it up a little bit. And tonight we did that. I know we're working hard down there. We're going to get things turned around. And great effort from everybody.
So how does it feel when you saw that ball off the bat of Logan Morrison?
Oh, yeah, that was awesome. I was in the middle of the conversation, so I only saw it about halfway up. But when I saw it, I knew it was gone.
What about your performance?
I was excited to get out there and have a good outing. I had a couple rough runs lately, and just glad to be out there and do my job.
Yeah, it was good to see Carson Smith on the mound, and it pays off with a win. He gives up his first 2 runs in the majors, and they both happen to be on losses, I mean, directly leading to losses. So it was great to see him bounce back. It was great to see the bullpen pitch so well. So that flipped it to Saturday, and then Jay Happ taking a mound for the Mariners. And the Mariners got to work early in the ball game on Saturday, and they were able to take advantage of a lot of miscues by the A's.
And the right-hander's 1-2 to Cruz. Swing and a line drive into left center field. That's going to get down extra bases. Pinnell, Ronnie third. He'll score easily. Cruz cruising into second with a 2-out RBI double. The throw in by Billy Burns, cut off by Semien. Nelson Cruz with an extra base hit, and the Mariners lead the Athletics 1-0.
Yeah, Mariners putting runs on the board early, and Jay Happ, he was going to work.
The set by Happ, and the 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike 3, and he got him. Jay Happ strikes out Mark Canna, and the Athletics will leave the tying runs aboard, and that is strikeout number 8 for Jay Happ tonight.
Yeah, Happ, his pitch count was elevated. He was at 93, so he pitches 5 innings, but just gives up 1 earned run. And again, the theme was the same. The bullpen outstanding once again. They combined to go 4 innings. This time they give up 1 earned run, but no walks again, and they punch out 5. So the bullpen, another story. Happ grabbed the win as the Mariners just took a piece at a time. 2 in the first, 1 in the second, 2 in the fifth, 1 in the sixth, 1 in the eighth. The A's commit 4 errors, and the Mariners seemingly made them pay each and every time. It was Fernando Rodney bobblehead night on Saturday. No need for Rodney with the game extended, a 5-run lead in the ninth inning. Joe Bimel, though, he was on the hill to try and close this one out, and he has been good since coming back in a Mariners uniform.
Here's the stretch. And the 1-2 pitch, swing and a ground ball right side. Cano to his left, has it in shallow right. The off-balance throw to first, and it's in time. The Mariners win it tonight 7-2 over the Oakland Athletics. And the Mariners hand Lloyd McClendon his 100th victory as the skipper of the ball club. The Mariners have won the opening two games of this three-game series, 7-2, taking game two. Jay Happ with the win. He goes the 3-1 on the season.
And then Joe Beimel, after the ball game, asked him about shooting the arrow.
Yeah, I told him if I got in there for the ninth, I was definitely shooting the arrow. So, you know, we're having fun down there, and I figured, what the heck.
How do you like being back?
Oh, I love it. I love it. I'm so excited to be back. You know, great group of guys. Just feels like home here. So I'm just ecstatic to be back.
After some stumbles early in the season by the bullpen, what have you seen the last couple of nights?
Just the same old, like it was last year. You know, guys are working ahead and throwing a lot of strikes and, you know, getting the job done. So we'd like to keep that up and hopefully do it the whole season.
Does it feel any different than last year?
Not really. I kind of came in and fell right back into, you know, how it was last year. And you know, I really miss these guys. And it took the long way to get back here. But everything happens for a reason. And, you know, I'm here now.
There you go. Joe Beimel pitching well out of the pen. And the pen, they did the job over the weekend. And that set the table for Sunday in what was an awesome day at the ballpark. I mean, it was the kind of day that baseball is made for. Day game, sun was out, weather was fantastic. Felix on the mound, Felix Day, King's Court, a full house in session, Mother's Day, I mean, everything. Mariners going for the sweep, it was all there. And Felix, the king, of course, rose to the occasion as he always does.
Here's the set of the 2-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. He tried to check his swing, but he went after it. Did a heck of a poor job of trying to disguise it, saying, no, I didn't go. Pulled the bat back, and that is strikeout number two for Felix as he fans Brett Laurie, now just three strikeouts away from 2,000 in his major league career. Two outs for the A's here in the second.
Two strikes to Reddick, and Felix is 1-2. Swing and a miss for strike three. He gets him with the changeup. And Felix now one strikeout shy of 2,000 as he strikes out two here in the third inning.
So at this point of the ball game, Felix Hernandez just one strikeout away from locking down number 2,000 in his amazing career. And it's just one of those milestone numbers. I mean, you look in the history of the game, there's only 70 pitchers up until this point that have eclipsed the number 2,000. That's just not a lot in the history of the game. But then you take it a step further with Felix in particular. One strikeout away from becoming the fourth youngest pitcher to record 2,000 strikeouts in history. Burt Blyleven, Sam McDowell, Walter Johnson, the top three. Felix, and then Nolan Ryan and Sandy Koufax. I mean, that is the kind of company he is keeping when you're talking about what he's done. Strikeout 2,000. And he's done it in his age 29 season. Oakland would hit a home run in the third inning to take the lead. So it was 1-0 at that point. But the Mariners would come screaming back in the fourth inning and do some serious damage behind Felix Hernandez.
And the 1-2 to Eckley, swinging a line drive in the left center field and deep. On the run, Fold can't get to it. Over his head, all the way to the wall. Here comes Cruz. Here comes Seager running third. Both will score. Up with the ball as Fold gets the throw in. And it's second. Dustin Eckley with a two-out, two-run double to left center field. And the Mariners have the lead 3-1. Eckley coming through in the clutch.
Three runs on the board in the inning for the Mariners, and that set the table for a little history. In the top of the next inning, top of the fifth, facing Sam Fold, one strikeout away from number 2,000 in his career.
The windup and the 3-2 pitch, and it's strike three called, and there it is. Number 2,000 for Felix Hernandez, and he becomes the fourth youngest in the history of the game of baseball to reach 2,000. Behind Burt Blyleven, behind Sam McDowell, behind the great big train, Walter Johnson, and now you can add the king, Felix Hernandez, to that list at the age of 29 years and 32 days old, the fourth youngest in the game of baseball to strike out 2,000 batters. How about that? Congratulations to King Felix, Felix Hernandez, on this Mother's Day, May 10th, 2015. Holy smokes, Felix, you are unbelievable, buddy.
No doubt about that. I mean, it is really remarkable. You can slice the numbers in so many different ways. I mean, 2,000 strikeouts with one team is something that's fairly unheard of. His strikeout total already seventh most by a pitcher who has spent his entire career with one team. And the others, it's just a who's who. Walter Johnson, Bob Gibson, Bob Feller, Don Drysdale, Sandy Koufax, Jim Palmer. And, you know, if you jump outside of that and include pitchers that have jumped around, in the American League, there's only 12 pitchers, now 13 with Felix, that have fanned 2,000 or more with one team, and the Mariners have two of them with Randy Johnson and Felix Hernandez. The Angels had Nolan Ryan, Chuck Finley, Baltimore, Jim Palmer, Boston had Clemens and Wakefield, Cleveland, Feller and McDowell, Detroit had Lolich, the Twins organization, Walter Johnson, Burt Blyleven, the Yankees, Andy Pettit, and the Mariners, Randy Johnson and Felix Hernandez now. All guys that fanned 2,000 or more hitters with their organization. So that's what we're talking about. I mean, it's really history. That's what we're talking about. That's what he's done. And he has done it at age 29. To put it in even further context, I was looking at the active strikeout leaders in baseball right now. And I'll do this with age. And I think it really rams at home exactly what Felix has done. CC Sabathia is the strikeout leader, the active strikeout leader in baseball, 2,466. He's 34 years old. AJ Burnett, second, 2,401 Ks. He's 38. Bartolo Colon is third, 2,141. He's 41 years old. Tim Hudson, 2,035 Ks. He's 39. Jake Peavy, 2,034 Ks, he's 33. And then you have Felix, 2,001 strikeouts now. He's 29. I mean, every other player on the list at least has four seasons on Felix in terms of age. Hudson's a decade older. Colon is 12 years older. I mean, these are the active strikeout leaders, and Felix is on the list in his 20s. It's incredible, and it's just remarkable. It really is, and it kind of boggles the mind, everything he's already accomplished and everything he continues to accomplish, and he continues to dominate, and he did it once again against the A's. Felix, when it was all said and done, he ends up going 7 innings, 5 hits, 2 runs, 1 walk, 6 strikeouts on 103 pitches. Furbush comes in to pitch the 8th, perfectly clean. Rodney gives up a solo home run in the 9th, which made things interesting. It was 4-3 at that point, the Mariners with the lead, but he would close it down.
And the 2-2 to Chris. Strike 3 called, and the ball game is over. The Mariners win at a final score of 4-3, and they sweep aside the Athletics this afternoon in the 3-game series. Felix Hernandez will get the win. He went 7 innings this afternoon. He goes to 6-0, his best start in his major league career. Fernando Rodney will get save number 9, and the Mariners win it, a final of 4-3, and on an afternoon where Felix Hernandez more major league history, another huge milestone with 6 strikeouts along the way. He now has 2,001 strikeouts. Felix Hernandez, now the 4th youngest pitcher in the history of the game of baseball to reach 2,000 strikeouts.
So to add just one more piece of history to the mix, Felix Hernandez, 7 innings, 2 earned runs. And those kind of starts, 7-plus innings while giving up 2 earned runs or fewer, Felix has done that now 156 times in his career. 2 Hall of Famers, Sandy Koufax, Dazzy Vance, they did it 155 times in their career. Felix has already done it one more time than each of those two. Great, great pitchers. Again, points out what the King has been doing. What an atmosphere it was. King's Court was unbelievable. What a fun, fun day at the ballpark. It's hard to get much better than that. That was outstanding. And Felix Hernandez, after the game, talked about it.
Watching you walk across the field today and kind of watching you in the game, it looked like you had a good idea that this could be a big day for you. It's a big milestone.
Well, not milestone. It's the Mother's Day. So, I mean, it's pretty special for me. My mom's in Minnesota, and I miss it so much. And I just want to go out there and try to help the team to win and just dedicate this game to my mom and my wife.
You get into the game and kind of right away, what do you think that you have and what are you working with today?
Well, actually, I got a pretty good fastball. I mean, I was down in the sum. The curve was not there yet, not when the game was gone, and it was better. And Chandy was really good.
You get to 2,000. It looked like when you were sitting right on 2,000, I think Davis was up to bat. You took a long walk around the mound.
I knew it, and I think I knew how to four, and I need 5 to 2,000, and I knew it. And it's a pretty special moment. It was, I'm just gonna thank God for the help they gave me. I'm so happy.
How much were you thinking about that coming into today, that you only needed 5 to get that mark?
I was not thinking about the 2,000. I was thinking of having a good game for my mom and my wife.
What are you going to do with that ball when we know it was taken out of play?
I'll probably put it in my office with the lineup card and all that stuff. Yeah.
So you had a rookie who had kind of a day against you today.
Yeah. It happens. It's baseball. So.
Those pitches just not where you wanted them.
Well, he ambushed the first pitch, the first homer, and second one just made a mistake.
You were working with Sucre today. That's not usual. What is your chemistry and relationship like with him?
He did a great job. I mean, he made some plays. He called a great game. He's a good catcher.
And the play that he made going over the railing?
That was pretty good. Grass, Sucre.
See the team get the 3 wins. It was a tough road trip, and to turn around and kind of almost flip the switch. What do you see from them right now?
Confident. I mean, I see confident, and we do our job. I mean, pitchers, bullpen, do our job. Trying to go out there and do the best we can to win games.
And Lloyd McClendon, after the game, talked about the King.
Yeah, I think it's a phenomenal accomplishment. Obviously, this guy is the epitome of longevity. I mean, he's been tremendous in excellence, and what a competitor. I mean, today he didn't have his greatest stuff, but he went out and competed and gave us a chance to win a ball game.
That's true. I agree with that. I don't think he had his greatest stuff, but to me, that's the separator. That's why he's great. I mean, he can dominate clearly when he has his great stuff. I mean, dominate. And here he is without his best stuff, and he can give you 7 innings and 2 runs. That's the separator right there. So, nice day for the King. Not only does he lock down strikeout number 2,000, he pushes his record to a perfect 6-0 for the first time in his career. His ERA sits at 1.85. I mean, it's tough to get better than that on a particular day. And, oh, by the way, he pitched the Mariners to a sweep. So the M's sweep aside the Oakland A's. What a 3-game set it was for the M's. And it left me wondering, and I was wondering this after the first game. You think back to last year. That big moment when Kyle Seager swatted that home run towards the end of April. And really, that's when the season started for the Mariners last year. And it kind of took off from there, just falling 1 game short of the postseason. Did we see that again on Friday night with Logan Morrison? Is that what we saw? Was that the takeoff point for this team? The Mariners hadn't had a walk-off home run until Morrison went deep from the Seager home run. It leaves me wondering.
And the pitch to Kyle. Swing and a high drive. Deep to right field. Here's the pitch. Swing and a drive. Deep into center field. Springer going back. Looking up. Going. Going. Goodbye, baseball. Goodbye, baseball. A walk-off 3-run home run. Kyle Seager. Walk-off home run. Logan Morrison. Mariners come back and win it. Holy smokes, they win it. 5-3 over the Astros, and the Mariners win it 4-3 over the Oakland A's.
So I guess time will tell, but something to think about moving forward. So before the ball game yesterday, a lot of talk about Felix Hernandez for obvious reasons, and here's what we talked about.
Here's the stretch, and the 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three, and there it is. Career strikeout number 1,000 for Felix Hernandez, and he becomes the third youngest in baseball history since 1952 with 1,000 strikeouts behind Bird Blyleven and Dwight Gooden. What a performance by Felix, his seventh strikeout of the game.
August 25th, 2010, against the Boston Red Sox. Really not that long ago, but he has racked up 1,000 strikeouts again since then. It's time for the Emerald Queen Casino Roundtable. Gary Hill with you, joined by Mike Blauer, Shannon Dreher, Rick Riz, and Aaron Goldsmith. And here we are, Felix Hernandez just a handful of Ks away from a magical number in 2,000, which puts him in pretty select company in terms of his age, still in his 20s, which is incredible. One of the youngest pitchers all time to reach the 2,000 mark. Bert Blyleven, Sam McDowell, Walter Johnson, Nolan Ryan, Sandy Koufax among the group. I mean, it's incredible when you think about what he has accomplished already and his age. I mean, it's remarkable. On a day like this, it's fun with him on the mound, really to step back for a moment and think about everything the King has accomplished.
I would agree with that. I was just thinking about it today, and I'm fortunate that since I've been working, I've had the opportunity to see Felix from the time he showed up at the big leagues, and I always marvel at him, just the transformation of what he's become as a pitcher. When he first showed up, 97, 98 miles an hour with that hard curveball, and to look at the pitcher that he is today, he still has the curveball, but now he has a slider and, of course, the best pitch in baseball, which is his changeup to go along with his fastball command. Gary, just the way that he has grown as a pitcher, the way that he competes on days when things aren't particularly going well, it's been an awesome thing to watch, and he's going to go right past 2,000. I can't wait for him to get to 3. I mean, he's just been unbelievable to me, and he's one of those guys that I think of that as he gets older, and even if he loses a little bit more off of his fastball, he's going to continue to be one of the premier pitchers in this league for a long time because he's smart and he just makes adjustments. He's amazing to watch in that regard.
I mean, it's really an amazing total when you think about it. At such an early age, the fourth youngest to get to 2,000, and looking at it, guys and ladies, Shannon Dreher, you got to have a swing and a miss pitch. And you got that with, his changeup. And you have to have great location, because these are major league hitters. They will put the ball in play. So if you can spot that fastball down and away, when they're looking inside, go away. If they're looking away, come back inside. And knowing how to pitch, then having a swing and a miss pitch like that changeup and locating his other pitches, he's a strikeout guy. He goes out there and he's – and the other thing is you got to go out there and pitch pretty much 7 innings each and every start to do what he has done. It's not just the guys that are in front of him on that list as the youngest to 2,000, Blyleven, McDowell, and Walter Johnson. That's going way back. But it's the guys that he's in front of today, Nolan Ryan, and also Sandy Koufax. So it's really just amazing what Felix has done in his first 10 years in the big leagues.
There's so many different angles that you can take to look at this and marvel at, and one of them, if you look at the history of the game, there have been 70 pitchers in the history of baseball to be a part of the 2,000 strikeout club. Okay, so only 70 pitchers. This is a pretty elite group. But then you take a look at those who have done it with one single team.
Yeah.
Drysdale, Koufax, Jim Palmer, Bob Feller, Bob Gibson, Walter Johnson. 6 of them. 6 of the already elite group, 70, have done it with a single team. Felix is obviously on that path, and we've talked to great length and for good reason about his relationship with this city, his relationship with his fan base, and especially in today's day and age, to do all of that with one single team makes it even more remarkable.
What's remarkable for me is you've got a guy that was blessed with so much natural ability, and all he does is try to get better and keep evolving. He has never sat back and said, well, I'm this, I can just do this. It's what can I do next, what can I do to get better? And that's part of his greatness. I mean, that's his thinking, that's his competitiveness. And one of the things that just, just so impresses me with him is how Yeah, he can do that for himself, but he can do that also in the clubhouse. And he has that kind of aura around him right now where everybody kind of picks up when he's on the hill. But to see him now and see him at this point of his career and talking with him in this spring training, and it's now not so much a matter of refining this pitch or that pitch, although he'll try and add them and sneak them in every now and then. Mike Zunino was laughing about that. He's got four. He doesn't need 12 great pitches. What he is doing right now is he knows these hitters. He can read swings. He says he has a good idea of what they're going to do, what they're going to be looking for. He's thinking one step ahead. He's completely in the head of the hitter now as well, which I think is probably his latest kind of evolution.
Yeah, Gary, to your point, your conversation there with Torii Hunter I thought was a perfect example of that. A guy who's hit Felix down through the years, but the last time he faced him completely changed how he attacked him.
Yeah,
which is, I mean, to your, Shannon's point, it's perfect description of what Felix is doing right now.
Yeah, and Felix owned him, and Hunter had hit him very well over the course of his career.
Yeah, and then you throw in days like today where it's the King's Court is in session. You've got thousands of fans out there, by the way, wearing the pink shirts today because it's Mother's Day. Mother says strike you out on it. But, you know, he gets pumped up with two strikes. They're on their feet. So he wants to go for the strikeout. He wants to go for the punch out, and he usually gets it.
I think, too, especially on a day like today, and we've seen it time and time again here, he's one of the few players in this game across the country, Gary, on a given day, can turn a baseball game into an event.
Yeah.
It is an absolute event. And, you know, you turn on all the different networks tonight, and I guarantee you you're going to see a lot of what's happening in this ball game today. That's pretty rare.
Yep.
And it says a lot, not just, you know, the 2,000 strikeouts and how great he is as a pitcher, but I just think that the excitement that he brings to a ball game, he's just different.
Yeah, the King, what a start it has been for Felix Hernandez. And already there he is, the top of the charts in just about everything in the American League. 50 strikeouts, that ties him for second in the American League. Opponents batting .192 against him. That's fifth best in the American League. His whip, 0.84. That's best in the American League. Innings pitched, he's at 48 2/3, third best in the AL. His ERA, right now, sitting fourth best in the American League at 1.85, and that sparkling 6-0 record to go along with everything else. What a start it has been for Felix Hernandez. Can't wait to see him take the mound once again. We'll talk about that coming up in the podcast tomorrow, and the rest of the homestand coming up as well. So we'll get to that conversation tomorrow. Right now, we're going to give things over to Charlie Furbush and Logan Morrison, Bullpen Banter time.
Hey, what's up? Welcome back to another edition of Bullpen Banter. I am Charlie Furbush. Today, my special guest is the one, the only, Lomo, Logan Morrison. How are we doing today, Lomo?
I'm great, Charlie. Usually you go like Logan Lomo Morrison, like the nickname in the middle if you're going to announce like a boxer. That's how they would do it. Just future reference.
So like now attending the Sunday edition of Bullpen Banter, Logan Lomo Morrison.
Couldn't have done it better myself.
All right. Thought I had to redeem myself right there. So thanks for being on the show, man. I want to start off with, why don't you tell me your real name, your full name. Let the people know what it really is.
Yeah, it's Justice Logan Morrison, and you spell it J-U-S-T-I-S. My dad decided that he wanted to be like, oh, people say there's no justice in the world. Well, now there is. And then he misspelled it. So.
Man.
Yeah.
It's still cool, though. It's a cool name. Justice. Big props to you for hitting that walk-off dinger the other night. That was huge. What were you looking for there?
Pitch over the middle of the plate, and I got one, put a good swing on it, and it went over the fence like a lot.
Yeah, that was great. I've never seen before a trash dump. Maybe I'm going to dump not water on you, but I'm going to dump a barrel of trash on you. Is that the first time it's ever happened?
Yeah, well, first time it's ever happened to me. You know, I saw like the Marlins dunking on people. Maybe we should do that instead of dumping trash on people.
Yeah, that sounds a little bit more fair.
Yeah, you know? I don't want to like smell like trash.
As a former garbage man that I was, I did. I used to, you know, ride in the back of the trash truck, made a bunch of money, good summer job in high school. I don't want to deal with that. You don't want to get trash dumped on you.
No, yeah, you're not. You're getting paid to hit homers. So.
Absolutely, you did that. Where'd you grow up, man?
I was born in Kansas City, Missouri. Dad was in the military, so moved all over the place. Key West, don't remember it. Virginia, remember very little. Wilmington, North Carolina, remember a lot of that. Kansas City, Missouri again, back to Slidell, Louisiana, back down to Slidell, Louisiana for last 2 years of high school. Went to a year of Maple Woods Community College back in Kansas City, then got drafted by the Marlins and went to pro ball.
Boom.
That's the rundown. That's all I needed to know. In the midst of all of that, I want to know what was the most embarrassing moment on a baseball field you've ever had.
For getting outs a lot, I do that a lot.
Yes, I actually have seen that.
So, yeah, like, and the most embarrassing moment was probably this year when I did it, like, in consecutive innings. First time, okay, that happens. Second time, really, dude. I had to get a clicker.
Oh,
so I can
nice.
Count them now.
Okay, that's good. Instead of, you know, reading the scoreboard or asking the umpire behind you.
Yeah.
Clicker.
Why would you do that?
I heard that giving up is way harder than trying. Think about that.
I'm perplexed.
Mind blown. Okay, who was your favorite baseball player growing up? I want to know that. Who did Lomo like to swing after?
George Brett.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, you were, you know, growing up in the Midwest. I see the Royals connection there.
Yeah, the baby blues. Yep. Dirty, pine tar everywhere. No batting gloves.
All-around ball player right there. You know, he's known for one of the most, I guess, aggressive ejections in baseball. Just dead sprint from the dugout. Have you been ejected?
I have been ejected in the minor leagues when the fines were $25, not when they're going to be $500. I'm going to stay away from that. That's a little steep for me.
What would you say that your wife says is the most endearing quality about you?
That I play baseball and I'm not around the house that much.
So she likes the separation.
She does. No, I don't know. You have to ask her.
Besides proposing to her, giving her the wedding of her dreams and the life that she always wanted, what's the most cool thing you got for her or did for her?
So it was her 30th birthday in September, and we went to Vegas, and I didn't tell her, and it was a surprise. I went to see Bruno Mars, and that was a surprise. And so, yeah, it was fun.
Nice. Bruno, did he kill it?
He killed it. He can sing.
Yeah,
he can sing. He can do it.
Oh, man. Before we wrap this whole show up, I want to know, what is one of Logan Morris's biggest pet peeve?
I hate waiting in lines. I'm not very patient.
Okay.
And I get very agitated.
Like all lines, you know? Like
Disney World is probably my nightmare.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you can get like the fast speed pass thing and skip all the lines.
Yeah, but I'm cheap. Remember the whole ejection thing?
Give me one superpower you could have.
I would have a fly. I would fly. Just fly.
Okay. Is there a character that you would like to fly like? Like Superman?
Probably, yeah. Superman sounds good.
It is the lovely Mother's Day. You want to give a shout-out to your mom? While we give shout-outs to both our moms, happy Mother's Day, Mom. I love you. We love you.
Happy Mother's Day, Diane Morrison, my mom. Thank you for doing everything that you did for me and continue to do for me.
Beth Roderick in the house representing. I love it. I hope she enjoys that edible arrangement package I got her. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got her one, too.
Oh, nice, nice. The way we do things here, we wrap it up. What is your go-to karaoke song? I'm an 80s and 90s karaoke junkie, some may say.
I'll go with...
What, Two Princes?
Yeah, well, give me the, how's it start? Start me off.
Go ahead now, nephew.
Call me baby. Just go ahead. You think you call me maybe.
Just go ahead now. Yeah, something like that. I don't know, man. Yeah. All right, well, Lomo, thanks for coming on the show. Happy Mother's Day. Lomo, just doing it. Glad to have you on here, man.
Yeah, it's good to be here. Thanks, Charlie. I look forward to seeing you in your socks tonight pitching in the game.
Yes, they are glorious and beautiful. Don't be afraid to tell me that when I'm on the mound.
Always.
We'll see you guys next week.
There it is, another classic edition of Bullpen Banter. Makes every Monday better here on the podcast. No question about that. And finally, how about a little week that was? Felix style, he said a little bit of history early in the week as well. So we'll hear that among the other highlights this past week from Seattle Mariners baseball. Talk to you tomorrow in what will be another full podcast. Can't wait. Talk to you then.
This is The Week That Was.
A look back on highlights and events of the Mariners' past week.
On Mariners Magazine.
The payoff pitch, strike three called. Oh, did he get Mike Trout? He got him looking on the inside corner of fastball from Felix. And that is his third strikeout tonight. It is his second to Mike Trout, who keeps the bat tight to his shoulder. The Kings 2-2 on the way home. Strike three called. He gets him, finishes him off. Comes in that time with a fastball. Prone, not happy with the call. Felix, his eighth strikeout of this one. Here's the pitch on the way. Strike three called, and he's got the record. He strikes out Cole Calhoun. A couple of strikeouts for Felix here in the bottom of the first inning. And the King moves on by Johan Santana. Career strikeout number 1,989. More strikeouts than any pitcher
from the country of Venezuela. Congratulations to the King, Felix Hernandez.
That's a guy like that, I mean, it's not. Johan is one of the greatest lefties in the game. So for me, it's an honor to be out there with him.
Swing and a line drive, rocket towards the pole in left field. Stay fair, it does. And the Mariners have taken the lead. Nelson Cruz, number 14 on the season. A mistake, the first one tonight from Matt Shoemaker, and it's 1-0 Mariners. The offering home swing, high fly ball, right field. This has a lot of carry to it as Calhoun looks up, and it's a dozen rows deep. The Mariners homer for the second time in the seventh. First it was Cruz to begin it. Now Logan Morrison out to right field, and it's 2-0 Mariners.
Yeah, I'm using his bats too, so I don't know what we got going on there, but what happened was, like, hey, I'm going to swing this. I was kind of rock bottom in Texas, so he's like, okay. So I was swinging it and got four hits with it that night and kept it rolling. Yeah, the boomstick. It could work for me, too.
Pitch on the way. Swinging a ground ball through the left side for a base hit. Seager rounding third being waved in. Up of the ball is Coco Crisp. No throw to the plate. The throw will go into second base. Logan Morrison sharply hit ground ball into left field. Drives in Kyle Seager. And the Mariners have a 1-0 lead. Here's the pitch. Swing and a drive deep into center field. Going, going. Goodbye, baseball. Walk-off home run, Logan Morrison. Leading off the bottom of the 11th inning. Fifth home run of the year. And the Mariners win it 4-3 over the Oakland A's. He is greeted by his teammates at home plate. Holy smokes. What a finish. A walk-off winner here at Safeco Field tonight. Number five for Logan Morrison. The set by Happ. And the 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Strike three, and he got him. First and third for the A's. Two outs. Low sets and his pitch. Swing and a miss for strike three. Blew a 95-mile-an-hour fastball right past the swinging bat of Coco Crisp. Mark Lowe tiptoes out of some problems. Runners on the corners. And with that, the A's are held off the board in the sixth inning.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back.
Have a lot of feelings for this organization. I'm not only just playing for myself, but I'm playing for this team, and I think that that goes a long way in this game, especially when I've been on seven different teams. You know, this one holds a special place in my heart, and you know, I do everything I can to be out there every day and do the best I can and hopefully come out with great performances.
Here's the stretch and the 1-2 pitch. Swinging a ground ball right side. Cano to his left, has it in shallow right. The off-balance throw to first, and it's in time. The Mariners win it tonight 7-2 over the Oakland Athletics, and the Mariners hand Lloyd McClendon his 100th victory as the skipper of the ball club. The Mariners have won the opening two games of this three-game series.
Yeah, I told them if I got in there for the ninth, I was definitely shooting the arrow. So, you know, we're having fun down there, and I figured, what the heck.
Welcome back.